You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello and welcome to this podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. This podcast is part 4 of 5 from the Backup Exec 10D and LifeState Recovery 6.0 launch event held in New York City in September of 2005. Symantec Backup Exec 10D for Windows Server is the industry-leading Windows data protection solution designed for disk, providing comprehensive, cost-effective, and certified backup and recovery, now including true continuous data protection. Symantec LifeState Recovery 6.0 combines the speed and reliability of disk-based, bare-metal Windows system recovery with revolutionary hardware-independent restoration to deliver unparalleled freedom to restore systems anytime, from anywhere, to virtually any device. In this segment, Don Kleinschnitz, Vice President of the Application and Infrastructure Management Group at Symantec, discusses faster and easier system recovery for Windows environments.
Thank you, Jeremy. Actually, today is a pretty exciting day for me. And the reason is we've been working for the better part of 2 to 3 years on the technology that we're going to announce and explain to you today. And you'll see some, I believe, pretty much unprecedented forms of recovery. So let's sort of get on with it. I'm here to talk about LifeState Recovery 6. In LifeState Recovery 6, this is all about, as Gary and Jeremy pointed out, the systems protection part of how we protect our Windows environment. Before we sort of dive into the detail, I thought it would be useful for us to sort of stand back and look at the business problems that we have to deal with today. I've sorted this problem into two axes. One of them is sort of how does it impact our organizations? And on the horizontal axis, you can see I sorted them into types of failures that we see. Now down here under, on the soft side, we all know about the user mishaps, right? We accidentally deleted a file. We overwrote a presentation. We were a little tired the night before, and we managed to rewrite over all the old versions of our files. An interesting one, how many of you have left your laptop in the security section in the airport? How many have had your laptop stolen out of your car? Another form of theft, of, if you will, a mishap. And then, of course, there's this sort of fat finger. I didn't really mean to push delete. I didn't really mean to get rid of that file. I didn't really mean to do that sort of automatic edit. We look over here on the hard side, what we see is hard drive failure. Well, that's something that we all sort of dread. And it's always interesting to me to watch our customers say, well, you know, I was going to back up. In fact, typically the best time for you when you really recognize you back up is right after you saw your hard drive smoke. Motherboard, power, very difficult problem. And this is going to be a central part of our discussion theme today, because the rate at which technology is moving, it's not likely that you're going to have the same hardware available to you during a recovery that you had like perhaps a year ago. So machines typically 1 to 2 years are being refreshed. And then the last one here, which is also pretty interesting, we see more and more of our customers who get attacked actually know they were vulnerable and didn't have the opportunity to be able to patch. And then there's a pretty lengthy cycle for decent-sized servers. It's in the order of 30 days, customers tell me, in which you need to be able to patch, and then perhaps those patches don't work. And those can cause all kinds of unusual problems system-wise. And then if we look at the really big impact areas in soft and hard here, all the types of attacks that we have to endure today. Viruses, worms, phishing, spyware, Trojan horses. Of course, we have security protection across the board on these kinds of areas, but they also can cause serious system damage. And then the last one, unfortunately, that we have to deal with at increasing rates is environmental impacts, power outages, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and so forth. So we need to be prepared and well protected against kind of a myriad of events and event types. But there's one thing that's pretty much central to all that is typically you will find some form of system or equipment failure as a result of this. So it's critically important that we have the ability to protect systems in an extremely simple and responsive way. And that's really what 6.0 is all about. So we stepped back and looked at the problem that our customers were dealing with. And they're summarized here under business challenges. The complexity of system recovery. I don't know if any of you have ever either done or watched a system recovery, but it's quite a painful and arduous event. And of course, anything that's complex typically ends up with lengthy times to recover. And I don't mean just the time it takes to get bits off a disk. I mean the time it takes from the point at which you realize I have to recover a system to the point where you're back in operation and doing something productive. Third of all is maintaining duplicate hardware. What we saw was customers dealing with this problem of not having the same technology available at the time of disaster by duplicating hardware. So I'm going to have a few servers sitting in the back room of this particular vintage. By the way, that's probably not the vintage you would put on the floor today, just in case we have some form of problem or disaster. And then the last one is how do we support remote locations, especially in these really, really tough and impactful disasters. It's not likely this is going to, quote, happen in the data center necessarily. This happens all over your corporation, and most companies today being multinational, you don't know exactly where this event is going to take place. So you have to be able to handle things in a remote fashion. So we sort of stepped back about a couple of years ago and said, what if we could recover these systems in minutes and not hours? And what if we weren't dependent on a specific piece of hardware? And what if we could do this to remote locations? And yes, there's a trend going to virtual environments, so we would have to be able to deal with physical and virtual environments. And this would have to be reliable every time. So the reason this is kind of exciting for me is because 2 years ago, a gaggle of people told us this was not possible. We could not solve all of these problems in this environment, in this technology. I'll let you make your own sort of judgment by the time we're through the demo. But this is precisely what LiveState 6.0 is about. You can restore Windows anytime to anywhere to virtually any device. And again, we're not going to just tell you about it. We're going to actually show you that today. This is designed and runs to the speed of disk. And there's sort of two parts to this performance issue. One of them is literally the faster the disk you have, the faster the technology runs. But secondly, and probably more importantly, as Jeremy outlined, this is because we're using disk technology, this is very simple for you to operate and to do recoveries with. And then lastly, this is integrated with Backup Exec, and we'll show you some screenshots of how that has been done. And it's also integrated with the rest of the LiveState platform, which supports the remaining part of managing the Windows lifecycle, for example, patch management, provisioning, inventory, and remote control. So let's look for a moment at how this was typically handled. How were problems like this handled in the past being before today? Well, if you were a well-managed environment, and I would argue that most customers are not even using technology, or I would say process at this level. Typically what you would do is you would down a server and take an image. This is a term that refers to, I'm going to take all the bits off the disk and I'm going to put it somewhere. And this is called a cold image because you had to drop to DOS. That means that you weren't doing anything useful other than building a recovery point on this server. So you see up here, first of all, pay attention to the scales as I walk through here, if you would. You're going offline, let's say, every quarter. Well, I mean, imagine taking all these machines offline once a quarter in your environment. Well, the bottom line is actually people don't do that. I mean, some people do, but predominantly you sort of bypass this because it's so painful. But if you are using a process similar to this, then what do you do about what happens between the points in time that you're creating, like for example in this January and February? Typically what people do is they pull out, we were very nice here and called it a journal, but you pull out your notebook and you start sort of keeping track of the configuration that you're doing the server. So somebody who is very disciplined would go through this process, but typically there's some mixture of this. You take a few recovery points to sort of cover yourself, and maybe you keep track, But you know, in today's online environment, it's nearly impossible for you to keep track of every change that's going on to your system. So pretty much, this is not a great solution. So how is recovery done? Well, you can see this is a sort of typical but shortened process, if you will. Some form of repair would have to happen. And then, frankly, most customers just do a reinstall. So what they do is they say, OK, this machine is broke. The motherboard is down. I'm going to get a new machine. It's a brand new machine. It's got lots more memory, dual processors, and so forth, maybe new display adapters. Maybe it's connected to a RAID device, a new kind of RAID device. So basically, you start from scratch. And that's typically multi-hour process. And then I'm going to reconfigure. So all the settings and control that you have done on that server over a long period of time were not captured, so you're going to recreate them. And I would argue you probably don't even remember what they were, but over the course of the next few months, you'll figure it out as you look at it and go, oh, that's right, I need this driver. I remember I had to put this driver. I had the problem with my RAID device, and I had to upgrade it two or three times. Now you're going to get to go through that entire process with your vendor again. Not a lot of fun. And then you'll test. Interesting thing about test is sometimes you don't even know what to test, because it's kind of like you don't know what configuration you actually have, because it's radically changed from whatever it was you had that you didn't protect before that. And then finally you go live. So you notice that we're talking about a multi-day event. I've watched customers, really good customers, come out of recovery in this kind of environment in a few days to a week. I've seen it take longer than a month to really get back to the point where your operation is running as smoothly as it was prior to this event. So what's the new way look like? What are we doing different after today? So first of all, we have put in place technology that makes the whole process of creating a recovery point hot. So what that means is that we're going to be able to take all the bits off of your disk, and we're going to put them somewhere, what we call a recovery point, and you're not even going to know that's happening. You're not going to have any impact on your environment. Now, that's a pretty big sort of piece of storage, if you will. We also have included technology in this that lets you just keep track of incrementals. So once you take sort of the first copy of your disk, then we keep track of only the block changes that occur. You kind of see a theme between here and what Jeremy talked about. Again, if you look at this, can occur every day. We have customers taking recovery points every day, twice a day. I actually have one customer who is taking recovery points once an hour. And it depends on how you want to schedule and how you want to manage this system environment. This is all managed by the recovery manager that is part of this product set. So how do we do restore? Now, notice the time change again. Remember, our goal was this has to be simple. This has to be able to deal with any form of hardware that we have to recover to. It has to be very, very fast. And so if you look at this process now, the server goes offline. You pull a new server out of the box. You put a recovery environment into the server to bring it up into a Windows space. And then we convert this, the old recovery point, to a new recovery point. And this is what we call Restore Anywhere technology. And we're going to actually show you that here in a few minutes. We've also added to this the capability to convert this. So many of our customers today have virtual environments. And that means that they're running more than one operating environment on a single physical machine. So we have the ability with this product as well to convert from a real environment through a virtual technology into a virtual environment and load that. So what that means to a recovery situation is I could take a physical machine, the physical hardware is broke, I convert it to a virtual environment, put it on a virtual machine that already exists and hosts with other virtual environments, and I'd be back up and running again. And I actually don't even need another piece of hardware. But also, you could, at a later time, or as part of this recovery, is convert this back to physical. So with this product, we are providing the ability to convert from physical to virtual and virtual to physical, which provides a tremendous amount of flexibility in recovering systems. So, and then lastly here, the other part, as you noticed in the business problem that we were trying to solve, was how do we deal with remote environments? And what we have done is we have integrated into this product our world-famous PC Anywhere technology So you can go to a machine that's lights out capable, and through a PDA or some remote device, the recovery point and recovery environment is stored on the hard drive on that machine, and from a remote location, perhaps you're sitting poolside and you need to recover a server in the data center off of a PDA, you can recover this remotely. So what have we really brought to the table in terms of Lifestate Recovery 6? First of all, recoverability. Remember, a system anywhere, anytime, okay, virtually any device. And again, not only physical devices, but virtual devices as well. Go the right direction here. Second of all, performance. This is designed to run at the speed of disk. And let me sort of overemphasize, this is not just about moving bits. This is about moving bits and the manageability of this environment. As Jeremy showed you how simple it was to recover a file now, we have the same sort of tone on how simple will it be for us to go from recovery point to a fully operating system environment. And then last of all, and certainly not least important, is the integration with Backup Exec and the Lifestate platform. So we're going to demonstrate this for you. And I'm going to ask Steve Fairbanks to come up. Steve Fairbanks is the Senior Director of Product Management for this product. And he's going to show you sort of firsthand the operations of this technology.
Thank you for downloading and listening to this Symantec podcast for Backup Exec 10D and Lifestate Recovery 6.0. With these solutions, Symantec delivers information availability for Windows environments. Backup Exec 10D offers a complete data protection solution, and Lifestate Recovery 6.0 provides leading Windows system recovery, allowing companies to work with a single vendor, removing doubt and complexity when dealing with protecting your company's most valuable asset, its data. For more information about Backup Exec 10D, Lifestate Recovery 6.0, or to download more podcasts from this event, visit us at www.backupexec.com. For information on other Symantec products, visit us at www.symantec.com.